This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The friction between Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards and House Republican leadership is no secret. But is it just partisan politics or is it personal? I sat down with House Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry to try and find out.
The governor and I get along just fine. We went deer hunting once, duck hunting twice last season. Personally, he and I get along just fine.
Henry says he has some philosophical differences with the governor when it comes to budgeting.
We're both trying to get to the best point. It's just what methodology you're going to use. You know, he would prefer to raise more revenue. I don't think we need to raise more revenue because I think one of the problems we have is that we don't know how much money's coming in because everything's based on these estimates that are always wrong. That's not a friction of he doesn't like me and I don't like him. That's just two different political philosophies.
Yet it wasn't that long ago that Henry and John Bel Edwards were allies, both part of the group known as the Fiscal Hawks.
He was in that room when we were downstairs discussing all the things that we wanted to do and couldn't do under Jindal. Discussing how we wish we had more independence, how we wish the governor didn't pick the speaker, how we wish we had more control, how we wish agencies would give us more information. That's what he and I preached during that period of time. The uniqueness for him is that he just happens to be the governor, that all that work has come to fruition, and he has to deal with that independence.
And instead of the House embracing Edwards as one of their own that moved directly to the governorship, they are rebuffing him at every turn. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.